It's becoming a problem in Wau, where most children coming from other regions around are seen living on the street. Now, these days, some of them become very hostile. When people go to the market and the town, they'll be throwing stones. Some of them will be begging for money and all this. It's a concern. And this concern needs a holistic approach.
Are you seeing an increase in the number of these children on the street, or they are scattered all over the markets that we have in Wau Town?
Yes, there is an increase. There is an increase of these children in all the markets in Wau. And as I said, most of them claim, those that we had interaction with one-on-one, they are coming from Adawarab, Abie, Awil, even some from Rumbek, and then surrounding towns. And they are here. Most of them claim they lost their parents during the war and what have you.
How many are these children currently, and how many were they before? Because currently you are saying there is an increase in their number.
No, I cannot give statistics about the numbers, but obviously we are all in the town. We go to town. We do our work in town. So if there's an increase in number, you will know. And most of these children end up being delinquent and end up in the juvenile center, being arrested, prosecuted, and sent to the juvenile center. And when we interact with them, we get to know much. Of late, you see that the number in the World Juvenile Center has increased.
As a child protection officer, you might have been working with your counterpart in the government and within the SPLA. Are there strategies that are underway to address this concern that you explained?
As I told you, that it's a concern. It needs a holistic approach. As you mentioned, it needs the government involved, it needs the SPLA involved, it needs the NGOs involved, it needs the UN family involved. It needs this holistic kind of approach.
But currently, what is being done to address this?
Well, as you know, UNMISS, we don't do program. I'm very sure our counterparts, UNICEF and other organizations, are doing much as they can to make sure that the children living and working on the street should have access.
What do you think should be done to address this immediately?
It needs the government's involvement. It needs the government, because if you look at most of those children we talk to, it also have cultural roots, multiple marriages, and the parents not taking care of most of those children made them to leave the house and find their way to the street.
Not only here in Wau, but in most of the big towns, we have a big number of children on the street. What should be the way forward, you know, to address this?
It needs the government's policy. There should be strong policies so that parents will take care of their children, so that those children don't go to the street. Therefore, I believe that as international organizations, including the government or Ministry of Gender and Social Welfare, doing their part, parents have to also do their part to make sure that children are being cared for than leaving them to move on the street.
What do you think about the current situation whereby there is conflict and insecurity that are happening around? Do you think it will also have an impact on this?
Of course. Children living on the street are found sometimes killed. Some of them are found stealing. So these are things that it has impact. The conflict has impact on children. Children end up suffering.
What final message you would like to send to the population in South Sudan at large, and in Wau in particular?
That parents take care of your kids. Parents, make sure that you give education to your children. Give them good development so that they will not in any way end up on the street, but will live to be responsible adults.